The U.S. Supreme Court began hearing opening arguments on Wednesday in President Donald Trump's historic bid to abolish birthright citizenship. The landmark case is a pillar of Trump's attempts to restrict immigration, and with it, looking to end what is a constitutional right in the U.S. under the 14th Amendment. The Republican president broke protocol by choosing to attend the opening remarks in person, where he sat in the audience, a move unprecedented by any sitting president. He was present as the Solicitor General John Sauer presented the administration's arguments, but did not sit in as American Civil Liberties Union attorney Cecilia Wang presented the defense.
I come out of the court today with the thought of my parents and so many of our parents and ancestors who came to this country seeking refuge, seeking new opportunities, and who relied on the rule that we've had in this country for 150 years, that everyone born here is a United States citizen, all alike.
A crowd of protesters opposed to Trump's efforts to limit the right also gathered outside the courthouse.
If the Supreme Court chooses to overturn birthright citizenship after 158 years, then we would have to climb on top of that building and erase those words, equal protection under the law. We might as well replace it with gold letters that says Trump Court, not Supreme Court, Empress Court, King's Court. But today we come to say it's our court. It's the people's court.